Zaha was a British citizen, an Arab, a Sunni Muslim and an Iraqi, born and brought up in Baghdad. She was born on the 31st of October 1950 into a rich family. Her father was a politician and her mother was an artist, and she grew up in a loving and safe home. Baghdad was a multicultural and stimulating environment. Zaha went to boarding schools in England and Switzerland. She studied maths at the American University of Beirut. Then, in 1972, she travelled to London and studied at the Architectural Association. In 1980, she opened her studio, Zaha Hadid Architects, ZHA. Her style was avant-garde from the beginning. She did lots of quick drawings, often more than 100. She said that while working, she felt like a pianist playing a piece of music all day, making sure it was perfect. For many years, the most famous architects in the world congratulated her on her work, but people called her the paper architect. Her designs were too complicated to be built. Zaha was passionate about geometry and strange Russian paintings, and her designs were beautiful artworks, often exhibited in important museums. Despite the disappointments, Zaha never gave up. She knew she could become successful one day. Her first building was the fire station, 1994. The German furniture company, Vitra, had a major fire in 1981 and they wanted a fire station. The building was small, but it showed people the unusual shapes that Zaha loved. Her luck changed in the first 10 years of this century. 16 years after Cardiff abandoned her project, the Chinese built it. People love the Guangzhou Opera House. Zaha created buildings in Azerbaijan and South Korea, a stadium for the World Cup in Qatar, a tower in Marseille, and Maxi, a contemporary art museum in Rome. The art museum took over 10 years to finish because it's a very large building with two museums, an auditorium, cafe, and galleries for temporary exhibitions.